The next patient is Aurelien Valli. Aurelien is A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. The last name is V-A-L-L-E-E. Number one, hyperkalemia. The patient came today for a follow-up, and we found out that on the laboratory workup that was done on March 15, 2024, the patient had a potassium of 6.1. He has been complaining of numbness and tingling in the lower extremities. He has been receiving B12, but I think that he could have some symptoms associated to the hyperkalemia. The patient has been taking spironolactone 25 milligrams every day for reasons that are not clear to us, because the prescription initially said 3 times a week. For that reason, we are going to give Lokelma. Samples were given. The patient is to take 5 grams daily for 3 days and follow a low potassium diet. All the instructions and the diet were discussed with the patient and the written instructions given to the patient. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 4. This patient has a serum creatinine of 2.9, a BUN of 59, an estimated GFR of 20. And the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 157 milligrams per gram of creatinine. He has been stable. Following number, anemia. The anemia could be related to the chronic kidney disease and the multiple comorbidities that he has. He has liver cirrhosis. He has a portal hypertension. The etiology of the cirrhosis is not clear. At this point, and before we refer him for a Procrit shots, we are going to keep the observation. I have to point out that the iron saturation is 39% and the serum iron is 102. The iron binding capacity 261. So it is my impression that the patient is going to need a Procrit in the future. Following number, station hypertension that is under control. Following number. Hyperuricemia that is under control with a uric acid of 4.6. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The level is 41. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. And following number, as mentioned before, he has a liver cirrhosis with portal hypertension. A BNP is going to be ordered for next week. And we are going to give an appointment to see us in two months, because he has a very low GFR. The patient was advised to call the office and let us know when the samples are going to be taken, so we will be attentive to the results.